You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three. Inexplicably, we're in hour number three already. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, you guys hear the ads that play during the break and all that. Let me just remind you guys that Right Side Radio, this is a standalone business. We are not owned by the stations that you listen to us on. We are a fully autonomous entity that has to have its own revenue streams. One of the ways we support Right Side Radio is by advertising. So if you hear this show and you're thinking, man, I can just tell for a fact that the listeners to that show are the kind that would buy my products or services, well, you may want to advertise with Right Side, and we would love to have you on the team. And listen, it doesn't work for calling the station to do it. You call us directly. You contact us through our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Go to the advertising and contact tab, send us a message, and we will be back in touch with you right away. So, yeah, you want to advertise on Right Side? Go to rightsideradio.org, send us a message, and we will be in touch post-haste. Love to have you on the team. I'm going to jump into a mini dipper. I'm calling it audible. Omaha. I'm calling it audible, Boomer. I'm just going to go for it, man. So, Sweet. So I've got, all right, so Butters is in studio today. Butters, hit some applause for us. Butters is in studio. Whoop, 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 whoop. Hey, let me ask you a question. So we were talking during the break. So this F-35 crash over the last few days. So lots of questions out there. I got questions. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not like, well, I think China hacked the software. I don't know. Maybe China did. But what I'm saying is... The whole thing feels weird because not only did the pilot ejected, and I'm glad for that, but the pilot got out safely, and then they couldn't find the plane. My first thought was because it crashed in the ocean. No, it traveled inland. And part of me looks at it and go, if I can go on here and do find a phone and figure out where my wife is right now or something like that, then why could they not find a missing $80 million jet aircraft?
Well, I have no idea. That's definitely...
I'm turning off your mic right now. If that's all you can bring to bear right now.
Well, you know, so, I mean, there's a multitude of things. I guess what I can say from what I've read, and I mean, I'm so far from having been in a cockpit, you know, some comments of, oh, well, because it's stealthy, it's not showing up on radar. That's not the way it works. And especially in some sort of profile like that, that would be odd. It should have been squawking. So it would seem that it would have been fairly easy for ATC to figure it out. Now, if he's at low altitude, I don't know the radar coverage in that area of South Carolina. You know, it certainly is an extremely unusual situation. I kind of bought off on, you know, it headed towards a couple of those lakes and that, hey, it splashed down a lake and like, okay, that kind of makes sense. But then I guess they found it in a field.
Yeah, it's actually the Air Force. No, actually it's a Marine Corps, right?
Yeah, it's a Marine Corps jet.
The Marine Corps didn't find it. It was a farmer and a local news station that found it.
Yep.
Hey, it plowed in hard, apparently.
So I actually had a friend that he punched out of a S-3 Viking back for any of the old timers that would know the old Hoover. He punched out and they ended up, you know, they had the cell phones and they called Jacksonville to their base and got on the phone. They're like, hey, Bull and I just punched out of the airplane. And they're like, you're pulling our chain. Where are you? And they ended up getting picked up by county sheriffs out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's the way a lot of that can happen when you're in rural
like
areas.
It's like the scene from Tom Cruise as the test pilot in the beginning of the
yes,
Top Gun Maverick.
Yes, exactly.
And he comes down, he walks into the diner, and he goes, where am I? And he's wearing his, you know, his high altitude pressure suit. And he was, where am I? And the kid goes, Earth.
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's definitely, it's
so
an odd one.
Weird to you?
you know, I guess for one thing, I know everybody kind of freaks out because it's an F-35 and it's really expensive, but
yeah.
We've been crashing airplanes since we started flying them. I mean, okay. That happens all the time.
That is not an excuse.
Well, I mean,
we've been sinking ships since we started traversing waters too. It doesn't make it okay.
There's an inherent risk, right? In particularly tactical jets and a culture where I'm assuming that whoever punched out was probably 25 to 32 years of age. Could have been a, you know,
probably.
And you got to take some risk because in order to go do the cool Tom Cruise stuff. There's inherent risk in doing it, and
okay.
So
I get that. I guess the mystery part of this is why the Marine Corps couldn't find their own plane.
Well,
I go back to the find a phone example. If I can figure out where my phone is, if someone can drop an AirPod in my pocket,
I don't know the reporting systems, the organic, because the F-35's got obviously more advanced communication systems. I'm not sure as far as the Marine Corps find it. Number one, they weren't flying out of a Marine Corps base. So, I mean, there's limited resources. That's really a civilian effort to find an aircraft, in the U.S. So, but it is definitely an extreme that you punch out and your airplane keeps going, but it's not unprecedented. It happened to F-14s. A guy punched out. They were in a flat spin, like in Top Gun. Yeah. And back in the days of the F-14, flat spin, the guy punched out, or the crew punched out. And because of them punching out, it actually forced the airplane out of the spin, and it flew off. And, so it's this unusual things have happened.
It's like jumping out of your car and forgetting that you didn't set the brake. I mean, it just keeps on going. But
well, once I'm out of that airplane in that ejection seat, all I care about is the piece of cloth over top of me. I could care less where that... Obviously, I don't want it to fly into somebody's house, but
on an elementary school full of kids or something. But I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so all said and done, we don't know. We don't know what happened here in this situation. There's going to be investigations. There's going to be any number of case officers assigned to figure it all out. But we don't. We haven't been given anything in the press that says this is the suspected cause.
And that's nothing that I've seen. But I honestly, in all of these that I've dealt with. I've never seen the media get it right, and the reality is that most of it's not trying to hide anything.
All right, Boomer.
I'm being pulled into this.
What do you think? I mean, okay. Come on. What's your conspiracy theory? There's got to be one.
Oh, I love conspiracy theories.
What would it be?
I understand where you're coming from, whereas where's the daggum jet?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I get that.
$80 million jet.
If you can put something in my pocket and find exactly where I am any time of the day, where's the jet? But I also see where Butters is coming from. Jets break down.
Okay, let's postulate. If there's a conspiracy theory out there, which one is it? What conspiracy theory would you go with? Aliens? China?
Ooh.
What do you think? Did it run into one of Chinese spy balloons? What happened?
Oh, with the jet?
Let's make up a story. Let's start a rumor. Starting a rumor right now. This is totally irresponsible.
Starting a rumor.
Well, while you're trying to start that, do some research on a story I heard about the F-22 the first time it flew across the international dateline on its first deployment. The software did not like the reset of the date time.
Oh, crap. It went back in time?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So you never know.
Okay. So what's our conspiracy theory? What are we going with?
Oh man.
I'm going to say that China collaborated with aliens, and corrupted the software, stole the plane, basically went ahead and did all they could to reverse engineer the.
Can these things be shot with an EMP?
I think most of the alien.
Can they be shot with an EMP?
Oh. Crap.
Can they? And then everything goes down, right?
The aliens use an EMP.
Aliens use the EMP, and then...
That'd be pretty targeted.
It'd be really targeted.
Nothing else was impacted. And I think the aliens actually are further up the coast, based on the testimony in Congress from my fellow naval aviators that have seen those up there.
All right, well, we just actually burned an entire segment using nothing but worthless dialogue to explain nothing. We're going to take a break right now. We will come back from this break, and then I'll get into Dipper number 3. And if John from Huntsville is listening, I want points for running down what I consider to be a somewhat worthless but rather fun mini Dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.